Oh, Paul, heroics and then heartbreak, really.
Just football, Phil. It's nothing that we haven't seen before. It's always horrible when you're on the end of it. You know, unfortunately, it's part and parcel of the game. And one of the things I learned more than anything is I think it's important that you always try and conduct yourself well. Everyone wants to win. Everyone's passionate about the game, but everyone can't win. We haven't won today. Bristol City are top because they're a very good team, very good manager with very good players. So.
And the first two goals, ironic, wasn't it? Chesterfield didn't let Bristol City have a kick, and then City score, and then City's best spell ended up with Chesterfield scoring.
I think the most disappointing thing, Phil, is that we don't come under great pressure. That's the biggest disappointment when we analyse goals. It's individual mistakes. And I remember Tim Sherwood the other day saying Tottenham had 24 individual. The next thing, I just feel at the minute that we're getting punished for little lapses in content. I don't think that defensively we're not sound. Going forward with a threat, obviously, unfortunately, my job is to just keep trying to work to get the balance right. Unfortunately, at the minute, the balance is wrong.
And Owen Doyle again continues his run of form. The penalty is almost, you take that for granted that he's going to pop that one away. But right place, but a beautiful piece of play between Dorico and Roberts to make
it. We got in good positions, Phil. We know we're going to go away. I said yesterday, you know, the press come Thursday, we don't go away to sit back and get men behind the ball. Look, Dorico's high up in the penalty box, Jones is high up in the penalty box. You know, I just think sometimes with games, you've just got to let the opposition enjoy their moment. You know, it's Bristol City's night. They go clear at the top. They're a fantastic club. In my opinion, they will get promoted, and good luck to them.
And was it the ultimate respect when Smith came off to change their setup?
I just think we earned the right with teams, Phil. We don't take a backward step in football matches, and I think we can leave today with our heads held high. But we haven't got a point, but we've shared and enhanced our reputation as a proper football club.
And it'll send the message to other teams, despite the defeat, that Chesterfield are there not to just make up numbers.
Yeah, sell more seats because it's going to be entertaining. That's what the game's about. You know, we want to bring kids into football matches, and everyone wants to win. But the most important thing for a manager is to try and win. Results are important, but I genuinely believe that there won't be many Chesterfield fans who aren't enjoying our journey at the minute. From where we were in the summer to where we are today, the poles apart.
The substitutions today, were they just for exhausted players, no injuries
just
or anything?
Exhausted players, and the lads that we're bringing on are top class. You know, Ollie Banks can get you the goal. Jay O'Shea can get you the goal. I just felt with Boko on that side of the pitch, I was thinking about Nangele, because from set pieces we're weak. And these are the little things that go through your head. I apologise if I get them wrong, you know, but I only make decisions, and I always will, because I think they're right for the club.
And a sickener right at the end, because you mentioned there about a couple of players. Klukas had gone very, very close, hadn't he, with that header, and Fielding made a great save.
It's disappointing, Phil, isn't it? Because we've done enough to get something out of the game, for sure. I think every honest person would say that, but unfortunately we haven't. And, you know, as I say all the time, we'll show a bit of class now and respect.
And Oldham next week, a week away, another team who want to play football as well.
Just look forward to games, Phil, don't we? So if you can put wins together in this league, you'll move up the league. Our job's to try and win football games. And backed by the fantastic support that we always get, it's great to be involved with the club at the minute, even on disappointing nights like tonight. Thanks very much.